Let us pray. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight this day. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. A Christian has to be very careful that false teaching about God does not seep into his beliefs about God. I was privileged to teach in the West Java school system for 33 years. Our system was blessed to have a special art teacher and a special music teacher, so that the sixth grade teacher did not have to teach these subjects. One year early in my teaching career, the music teacher taught a song named One God to the classes. And the combined classes sang it later in a concert. I had caught snatches of the song and thought that the melody was very nice. But I did not hear all of the words together and catch the full force of the meaning until the final performance. And as I remember the lyrics went something like this. Millions of stars placed in the sky by one God. Millions of us lift up our eyes to one God. So many children calling to him by many a different name. One Father, loving each the same. Many the ways all of us pray to one God. Many the paths winding their way to one God. Walk with me, brother. There were no strangers after his work was done, for your God and my God are one. The song is believed to be based on the book One God, written by Florence Mary Fitch. And I thought the melody was beautiful. The children did a great job of singing it in the gym. It contains some appealing ideas. But as I reflected on the meaning of the words, I realized it seemed to contradict the clear teaching of the Holy Scriptures. With such phrases such as, many the paths winding their way to one God, and, quote, your God and my God are one. I thought of that song so many years ago when I sat down to write the message for this morning. I wasn't sure I remembered every word correctly, so I entered the title in Google to make sure that I got the words right. And on one website, the singing of the song was accompanied by pictures of different religions and their symbols. Religions much different than Christianity. And the meaning was clear on the website. Many religions lead to one God. Whatever name you call your God, he is the same God as my God. And that, people, is what Satan would have us believe. This viewpoint is called universalism. It's the idea that all religions lead to the same God. I wish that were so, but it is not. Jesus Christ, by his birth, his life, His death and His resurrection has stepped into human history and told us a much different story. It's summed up in the passage John 14:6 of our gospel that was read today when He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." God did not take on flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, enter human history as a baby, fulfill all those prophecies, be falsely accused and convicted of a crime, be spat upon, be ridiculed and crucified, to allow mankind to be forgiven of its sins by some man-made religion. This is contrary to the nature of God and His plan for redeeming the human race. If that were true, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross was absolutely unnecessary. You better listen carefully to what people are telling you. You better listen carefully to what people are telling your children. Even in this mission field, years ago, we had a guest speak from another Lutheran church body in our old church building, now remodeled into the fellowship hall. The gentleman was a nice gentleman, but when he got up to speak, he said he was puzzled by the words of John 14:6. He wasn't quite sure what they meant. And many of us there that evening were not at all happy with what he had said, because the words seemed very clear to us. If someone is really puzzled with these words of Jesus, or is not clear on what they say, he can get some help from looking at the rest of the Holy Scriptures. There is a Lutheran principle of studying and interpreting Holy Scriptures, and it's a very sound one. It's one of the main reasons I am a Lutheran Christian. And that principle is Scripture helps interpret Scripture. So as we look elsewhere, we read that Jesus also says in John 3:36, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." I tell the people usually in my Life with God class, you've got a choice. You can trust in Jesus paying for your sins, or you can pay for them yourself. Peter is quoted in Acts 4:12 as saying, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." And I'm very sorry to tell you that Satan is not only attacking God's plan of salvation outside the church, he is attacking it inside the church. For there are some theologians within the body of the Christian church, some significant ones, who argue, for example, that Christianity and Islam, both monotheistic religions, that is, they believe in one God, and both of whom believe God used Abraham in human history to carry out his plan, they would have us believe these two religions are pretty similar. They have similar beliefs. And I'm not making this up. You can find it on the internet if you want to know more. In 2015, a major leader of a large Christian denomination made the statement that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. We shouldn't be concerned about them. And about a year later, the same Christian leader said that Christians should not try to convert Jews because they are brothers. And this is blatant false teaching at odds with what the Holy Scriptures clearly teach. Allah, the Muslim name for their God, has no son. Followers of Islam reject that Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. And when they storm through other countries destroying Christian churches, one of the first things they do is rip down the crosses over the altars. Islam teaches that the doctrine of the Trinity is blasphemous. Islam implores its followers to obey the laws of the Quran in the hopes that they will be found worthy of paradise. Thus, it is really teaching that one gets to heaven by his good works. When Jesus Christ entered into human history, there already were many religions in the world. What did he say? He said, quote, in John 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Unquote. What shall we do? Well, first and foremost, let us pray for Christians everywhere, that more of them do not fall into this grievous error. Let us pray for non-Christians, that they would hear and believe the truth and give up any false understandings of God. Let us even pray for our enemies, that the light of the world, Jesus Christ, would become known to them. And let us, as much as is possible, love and care for and be nice to those who are different from us, so that we won't be a hindrance to them possibly believing in Jesus. And finally, as it says in Jude, verse 3, let us contend for the faith that was for all delivered to the saints. And I have to be honest with you this morning, it may cost us. Several Christians gently responded to the website I used for this message and the publishing of the song One God by saying in a very nice way that they believe that Jesus was the only way. If you're on the computer much with these articles and that and websites, you know that most of the time they allow you to respond in some way. And many, many people did. I didn't read all of them, but I read a lot of them. And what do you think the response to the Christians was? Well, in the ones I read, nobody asked why they believed that way. They weren't really interested in knowing that. People responded by calling them such things as, quote, disgusting, bigots, and some other nasty names. You probably know that overseas, thousands and thousands of Christians have been tortured and killed by Muslim radicals, such as ISIS. And there are other groups of Islamic radicals also. We need to be prepared. We need to be on alert, because we also may be persecuted for standing up for Jesus. But read the book. I've read it. And God more than makes up for whatever we may go through in the end. And as we leave this place today, God doesn't want our chins down on our chest, and He doesn't want us living in fear. He wants us on the alert. He wants us to be, as Luther called it, little lights in the world for Jesus Christ. And to live out our lives not in fear, but in joy. So let us this morning once again, give thanks to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.